I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. The candidates have been selected by their respective parties, and now it's on to November for statewide offices in the Commonwealth. For some analysis of the big races, we turn once again to Laura Cullen-Glasscock. She's the editor and publisher of the Frankfort-based Kentucky Gazette. Hello again, Laura.
Hello, Alan.
Well, obviously, we have to first start with the governor's race. You had the incumbent Matt Bevin getting 52% of the vote compared to Robert Goforth at 39%. Surprised by that outcome?
A little bit. I think a lot of people were. Not many people expected Representative Goforth to take more than one in three votes. There were four people on the ballot running for the Republican nomination, and the governor 52% means 48% of the Republicans did not pick him. How many of those were protest votes? Probably a lot, since Goforth wasn't well known across the state before this campaign.
All right, on the Democratic side, it was a rough and tumble campaign. We had Andy Beshear prevailing over Rocky Adkins and then Adam Edlin coming in third. And you were not surprised by that outcome.
No, I wasn't. I had talked to people out in the state, and Rocky was very popular. A friend of mine in Somerset even said that he saw a lot of Rocky signs in yards in that Republican neck of the woods. Rocky only lost by about 6 points, so it's pretty close. Edlin took less than 30% of the vote. So Beshear heads into November. His speech Tuesday night set up, I think, the stage for his campaign. He talked about health care. He talked about education. His running mate, of course, is Jacqueline Coleman. She's a teacher. So those are top priorities for that campaign, it looks like.
And obviously, this is going to be kind of a continuation because these two have been battling it out in court, and now they're going to be battling it out head-to-head at the ballot box.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a rough, ugly election, quite frankly. There will be a lot of money spent. I don't know about you, Alan, but in my email inbox Tuesday night, we already had statements from the Democratic Governors Association and other outside organizations saying that they're going to back these candidates. So it's going to be expensive and nasty, I'm afraid.
All right. In the time that we have left, let's discuss the matchup for Secretary of State. On the Republican side, Michael G. Adams will face
former Miss America and Veterans Affairs Commissioner Heather French Henry. She actually garnered the most votes of any candidate on Tuesday evening.
What do we know about Michael Adams?
Well, Michael Adams is an attorney, and he spent more than a decade as general counsel for the Republican Governors Association. So, again, he has those ties outside the state as well. And it seems likely that those folks who he knows from Washington and other places will get involved in this race as well.
Attorney General, we've got a very interesting matchup there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Greg Stembo's running again. He served as attorney general in the mid-2000s, early 2000s, and he was Speaker of the House for years, of course. And he's running against Daniel Cameron, who's an attorney from Louisville. Cameron worked on Senator McConnell's staff and understand was encouraged by the senator, Senate Majority Leader, to run for office. I think that one's also going to be a really tough race. It'll be close. A lot of people are going to like the new face they see in Cameron as opposed to the Democrats putting forward a guy who's run for office many, many times before. So,
and one more race to talk about. Incumbent Ryan Quarles won the Republican nomination for Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner, and he will now take on fellow Scott County farmer Robert Conway in the fall.
That's right. Both of those two are from Georgetown, and I don't know that that's happened before where the each party's nominees are from the same town.
Our guest today on the special edition of Capital Chat has been the editor and publisher of the Frankfort-based Kentucky Gazette, Laura Cullen-Glasscock. Have a great week ahead, Laura.
Well, thank you, Alan.
And you can hear the director's cut of our interview at WUKY.org.